Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring to you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2002, and what a day it has been. A crazy, crazy day. And good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing fine, and I hope all the listeners are doing fine. And today I can ring that bell and say, gold did very fine today. Gold today, off the high. I mean, we were up over 50 bucks today. New York spot price after market, we're looking at gold up $45.40, $1,635.50. So for all of those of you who called me to get prices and said, gee, I'm going to wait until it goes down, this is a perfect example of how you miss your opportunities to just go in and buy. And for anybody who says to stay calm and not do anything, to wait, I wouldn't pay any attention to them, because you have to protect yourself. That doesn't mean you have to be all panicky and fearful and all that, but you need to make important, informed decisions on your finances. And the 10-year yield dipped below 1% today. Oh, yeah, that's going to do well with hyperinflation that we face in the future. So anyway, gold, $1,635, up $45.40 in the New York spot price after market. Silver up 41 cents, $17.23. The high was $17.57. Platinum had a great day, up $14 at $879. And the reason I say that is because it looked like it's breaking away from palladium. Palladium was down 1.5%. So palladium went down as much as platinum went up. So I'd say that's, is this the turnaround time? Possibly. Particularly if you're looking at the, you know, the world economies getting ready to collapse. You can call it what you want. You can call it a recession, depression, or just plain out collapse. Palladium is going to see some pressure. So we'll have to see. We're not sure a trend has been created, but it was a good day to see that platinum break away from palladium. The USDX today, of course, after Jerome Powell came out and said that he was going to have a emergency cut. And I told you last week that's what he was going to do, and he did it today. The markets all fell apart. The dollar fell 0.40 at 97.16. That's still up there. I mean, it's still a pretty strong dollar. And, you know, of course, you know, we do have the strongest currency of them all. So, you know, people do flood in there. Crude oil was up 66 cents at 47.41. And after the, I mean, we had 1,300-point swing today in the paper markets. The Dow dropped 500 points after the Feds came out with supposedly a surprising information news about the economy. We'll touch on that. The Dow was down the end of the day here at 785, at 25,917. The NASDAQ was down 3%, 8,684, down 268 points. The S&P is just hovering on that 3,000 line, 3,003, down 2.81%, down 86 points. And the Dow was down 2.94%, so almost 3% on the Dow also. Told you we dipped below 1% in the 10-year Treasury. That happened after, of course, he came out. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of folks were expecting the Fed to cut interest rates, but not until they had their meeting. So they did move quickly ahead of their meeting that's going to be later this month. So I think pressure from the White House, from President Trump, pushed them to do so, along with the markets. And the central bank said it was cutting rates to a target range, excuse me, a 1% to 1.25%. And they continue to claim the fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong. Well, I beg to differ. And they said, however, the coronavirus poses evolving risks to economic activity. That's what the central bank said. Kim Ruppert, Managing Director of Global Fixed Income and Action Economics in San Francisco, said the Fed kind of botched the operation here. They didn't need to cut rates because it wouldn't do anything to prevent the virus from spreading. We talked about that yesterday. Even James Cramer on there said, you know, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to change the impact of the virus, no matter what it might be. It's still affecting the markets. I still believe that it's more underlying fundamentals that are affecting the markets. But U.S. 10...
If you don't mind.
Let me just finish this, please.
I'm going to say something very quickly. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me just finish this, please. So the U.S. 10-year yield fell to 0.96 from 1.088 late Monday. And earlier in the session, the 10-year yield hit a record low of 0.906. So what you got, Butch? What do you want to say?
I'm going to say that the stock market took a big swing, upward swing yesterday, after the Fed dumped $120 billion more, excuse me, in the repo overnight. $120 billion, it gave it a boost for one day. It was down over 700 points a day. They're pumping air into a balloon with a hole in it. It's not going to work any longer. It's coming apart and unraveling. And the coronavirus may have something to do with that, and I will discuss it in a little bit. But more than that, I think it's just time for this market to reset itself at a very drastic point, Melody. It can't go on like this. They're pumping money into something that is no longer working. And what would happen if they didn't pump money into it? What would happen to the banks? What would happen to our economy and our ability to buy, sell, and trade in this country?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're right.
That's puts it simply. But you know what the thing of it is? I mean, how long, Butch, have we... And we might have to reconnect with you because you're kind of going in and out a little bit. But, we've been talking about this for how long, Butch? I mean, we talk about it every stinking single day about how the numbers just aren't what they say it is. I don't know why people would believe that, that we make this stuff up.
Well, obviously, the proof is here. I mean, the world market, world stock market's dropped $5 trillion. That's the fastest collapse in history. This is worldwide. This isn't just isolated to this country. It's worldwide. And if people don't have enough sense to see this, and I'm not saying about the general public doesn't see this because they're not listening to your broadcast. If they listen to your program long enough and they're still sitting on the fence waiting to make decisions, I would question their sanity, because this is showing every proof that this is collapsing around us. People say, well, it's going to. No, it already is. The last few days have proven that. $5 trillion collapse in the last few days. Come on, folks. If you're not protecting yourself now, I will tell you. I don't know what we can do to convince you. Go ahead, Melody.
Well, you know, yesterday we talked about Jim Cramer, and I'm not a fan of him. I'm not a fan of his at all. You know, he's going to tell you everything's great and fine, but even he said he thinks it's a great idea that the Fed was on board. He says it kind of makes me feel just how weak everything is. It must be much more than he thought. And now he's even more nervous that the Fed came out and do this. And I'm thinking to myself, when you do think about it, we're at what? It really is. I mean, I kind of think that they probably jumped the gun on this a little bit. I mean, the Dow is still in almost 26,000.
Yeah.
And it's like maybe they should have just rode it out a little bit to see if it had a bottom somewhere. But also, the reason it, and I talked about this on Friday, the reason it doesn't make any difference that the Fed is going to, you know, do these rate cuts is because you got the algorithms. They're all programmed, and when things get to certain levels, they do certain things. I don't care how much money you pump into the system. Sure, you're going to get rebounds, and then you're also going to get the rebounds when you have the algorithms work to the upside. That's what we've been experiencing. The algorithms were to the upside. They work both ways. And when they go, it's more fun when it goes up. Not so much when it goes down, because you really don't know where the bottom's going to be at. And then you add in all the other problems that we have. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not having the greatest economy in the history has ever seen. We have low unemployment, but we've got people working two jobs to make ends meet. We have inflation. They can't get ahead. God bless those who have. But people are working and working and working. People can't retire. Their dollar is buying less. They got all this money in their pension and retirement and 401ks. What do you think's going to happen to that? Do you really think they're going to allow you to walk away with all of that? Heck no. They created a virus that gets into, you know, nursing homes.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot come out of that virus, and I will cover it, like I said, more in detail in a little bit. But I'm not convinced this is anywhere near as serious as it says it is. I'll discuss why. But this could be used for a lot of reasons. One reason would be to collapse the economy and to control the people. That's just that simple. I mean, it's worked in Hong Kong, all the riots over there. It's worked in France, the yellow vests are through rioting over there. It's worked well. So, and Italy also. Go ahead.
Yeah, and President Trump is demanding more easing and cutting. We're already, if you figure in, you know, the inflation, we are in negative rates. That's where we're heading, and those are all signs of a great economy. It's all signs of proper monetary policy. What planet are these people living on?
Well, we could do what Bernie says. He's admitted on his website that it will cost $100 trillion to instigate his programs of, you know, Medicare for all, on the other things, on software free education, but only $100 trillion, Melody. That's more than we're in debt right now as a nation, but $100 trillion. And his idea says, and this is nothing new, as you said today, but I think it's important we see it, because his idea is, according to him, it's no big deal. Just print more money. Turn the feds loose. Here it is. Turn the Fed loose. Social Spring Sanders is offering the free stuff to voters that include health care, the Green New Deal, and sustainable energy, pre-kindergarten child care, low-income housing, free college tuition, and he wants to increase the minimum wage $15 per hour. Sanders' policies would cost almost $100 trillion over a decade. Financial expert Justin Haskins says that Sanders has a radical economic theory known as modern monetary theory. Modern monetary theory that allows central banks like the Federal Reserve to print infinite amounts of money. In this system, taxes are not used to raise money, but to punish people and industries like industries rulers don't like, and to take money out of the system to battle inflation. So his idea is, the theory is, the more you print, the better off you are. Now that flies in the face of everything's happened in the world since they use fiat currencies. But this guy is actually one of the front runners for president. It is amazing.
But you know what, Butch? It's amazing. But then again, for 25 years, we've been talking about what happens when you have a fiat currency. The only thing that government can do is print and print and print.
Right.
They will print until the cows come home. And as they're keeping the economy going, and as long as they're keeping the economy good and making the people feel good that they're working at least, and they have all the credit cards and debt that they can have in order to sustain their livelihoods and their standard of living, they will print until they can't anymore.
Well, in essence, that's what they did with the repo. They didn't physically print paper, but it was the same thing. Inflate the economy, $120 billion overnight. It was inflation. It was money out of nothing into nothing. That's the same thing as printing, the Fed printing. It's the same thing. It pumps air into it for a little bit, but the way it's leaking now, it's not going to do any good.
No. And so, again, it's just the Fed. You know, there was a comment out of the former Morgan Stanley chief economist, and he says the Fed is a fish out of the water in the fight against the coronavirus. And that's regardless of whether you think it's real or not. The situation and the reaction of everything is based on, you know, the coronavirus. Whether it's real or not, we don't know. But everything that they're saying is falling apart. The Fed can't do anything. You can't fight something like that. And I'm sorry, the timing of everything. I mean, we were ready to head into a recession a year ago. So, I mean, how good could the economy be when we were heading into recession? Do you think that they really pulled down a miracle out of their hat? That's what I just don't understand. I just don't get it. And do you think that when the economy, and wait until some of these numbers and people start getting laid off and everything, wait till that starts being funneled through, then what's going to happen? Maybe that's when the $20 trillion infrastructure bills will get passed.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Or maybe Bernie will be elected.
Then he'll fix everything.
He'll fix everything. But that's what people will believe.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised they made it stick together this well this long. I really am. I truly am. I'm amazed at how they've done this. But the playhouse is starting to fall down around them. And we are going to see shortages. I mean, obviously, with China being shut down basically as a manufacturing facility, and we get our goods from them. As a matter of fact, even now, even the mainstream news is admitting now, hey, we get our medicine from there. There's going to be shortage of medicine. And already places ran out of food. This is amazing things we're seeing happen. Whether the coronavirus, we think it's real or not, we're going to discuss in a little bit. But it's amazing how quickly, Melody, overnight almost, is shut down manufacturing in China.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal.
And the thing of it is, whether you believe China produced the real numbers, whether you believe or not the virus is real or not, their ability, and maybe this isn't true either, who knows, but their ability to shut down, and I said this 2 weeks ago, their ability to shut down 50, 60 million people,
yes,
it's because it's China. You can't do that in the United States. You can't do that in Europe. You can't do that in so many parts of the world. China can do it. North Korea can do it. And
They nailed their door shut. Well, the door shut in apartment buildings. They literally nailed them into their apartments so they couldn't get out. Literally did that.
I don't know about that, Butch.
No, I'm serious. I mean, look online. You can find it. I'm serious. They literally put up plywood across the doors and metal doors. They weld them shut. You can go online and find that. I'm not making it up.
Oh, I'm sure you found it online.
Well, I mean, this is from reputable sources. You can look and see. I wouldn't say that if I couldn't prove it.
Oh, I know. I'm not doubting you, Butch.
But it's just phenomenal, though, that China did it. And they did it. And the people, I guess, put up with it, obviously.
Yeah,
but I don't know. They couldn't get by what they hear, Mel. If you scared people bad enough, they may do anything here.
That's what happens to a communist nation.
That's right.
That's what's coming to a town near you. Because we're already a socialist nation, socialist/. And nothing's changed.
Nope.
We haven't changed anything.
We're getting worse.
One thing that we are changing is we're going to be taking a break. I guess that's a change. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Golden's Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And, you know, there's...
I got to say this. You know, you asked the last segment about the barricades, and this is on Daily Mail. Police barricade screaming women into their home with iron bars in Wuhan to stop coronavirus spreading. And goes on to talk about the other places putting up plywood over apartment doors. This is the Daily Mail where this come out of.
Okay.
So,
anyway. Yeah, I mean, it's still China, too. You never know what they would do. And that is something like they could, you know, certainly do. So, but, you know, I don't know when the panic takes over. I mean, certainly today there's for the Democrats, you have the... And I just want to say one thing. I don't know if Todd heard anything from Tennessee. 22 people were killed last night when tornadoes hit Tennessee.
Yes.
Going
yes.
through Nashville. Yes. Nashville is shredded. And I don't know, you know, we have so many, you know, friends and family because, you know, you have the WWCRs in Nashville.
Yes.
I'm assuming they're okay. I'm assuming this has been going out. And so, but I haven't checked, and I didn't have the opportunity to call them. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with, and I have many customers in Tennessee also. So thoughts and prayers for all of those of you that are affected and in Tennessee. So everyone please say a prayer for those in Tennessee. But, you know, we have the Super Tuesday tonight, Butch.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't
yes.
really matter who's on there, but. Everything is just so bizarre. And I mean, by the way, things are being put together. And you know, you talked about Bernie, and here you have Biden. I mean, he ran for president how many times? He couldn't squeak past the, you know, the church mouse. And I mean, it's... And now, most likely, you know, he might just be the... You know, the nominee.
Well, it is bizarre. You know, on Fox News, I'm sure you know who Donna Brazile was. She was the head of the Democrat National Committee at one time, and the one that right now is head of the Republican Committee, Rhonda McDaniel. They were discussing things on the broadcast on Fox News, and the Donna Brazile got upset at Rhonda McDaniel. And flat told her to go to hell.
Say
right
what?
On national TV. I'm serious, yes. Yep. She said, and I'll just read this one paragraph. First of all, I want to talk to my Republicans. Stay the hell out of our race. Stay the hell out of our race. I get sick and tired. Ed and Sandra are listening to Republicans tell me and the Democrats about our process. First of all, they don't have a process. They're canceling primaries. They have a winner-take-all. They don't have the kind of democracy that we see on the Democrat side. And for the people that use Russia as talking points to sow division among Americans, that is stupid. So, Rana, go to hell.
Wow. And yet
this
she's the one that was
in America.
She's the one that cheated Hillary. She was feeding her the questions to the debate.
That's what she was accused of. That's what she's being accused of
yep.
by Rhonda McDaniel. And she got upset. Now, this is the attitude that we face today in America, that civility, even among the so-called leaders of this country, the ones we used to look for some kind of normalcy and morality, has got to the point that on national TV to tell everyone to go to hell. I understand being angry, I do, but you're supposed to be an example to the people out there, and the left has become more.
She has no class at all, anyway.
No, she doesn't. But the left has become very violent against the right. And I hate left and right paradigm. It's all part of a game to get everybody pitted one against one
division.
Another.
It's division.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is. So, but
instead
but
of
the
Americans.
Left is, yeah. Yep. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been in the military. But I was in the military with blacks and whites and reds, and it made no difference. Well, I was in the military with Asians. We were Americans. We were Air Force members. We weren't divided by segregation or who. That wasn't the point. We were called Americans. At one time, America, back in the 50s, I remember that we had people from all the world. We had Jews, and we had Polacks. We had different groups coming in, lived in a little community called Monterville, West Virginia. Different names, Panakovich and Ham, and, of course, Paul and Hannah and Height. We all got along. No one argued about anything when they said we were Americans. What's happened in my lifetime, your lifetime? Our nation has been divided into pieces, and by a plan, if you will, by the enemy, as Christ himself warned that a house divided, you know, what cannot stand. Christ said that. So when you divide the people into factions, and you agitate them enough to get them angry, there's going to be things done and said that shouldn't be done and said, like with Brazil against Rana. So that's America today. It is chaos. It is even among the Democrats running for office. It is total chaos, and that's all part of the plan, people. I'm not just trying to say that on my program tonight. We're going to discuss some of this in some detail, but this is all part of the plan. It really is, Melody. You know, there was a time you and I could be next-door neighbors, and Todd and everybody else with us. We didn't lock our doors at night. We trust our neighbors. That's not true today, is it?
As no, it whole. Isn't.
It isn't.
No, it isn't. But, so, yeah, there's so many things going on, and I'll tell you what, the things are heating up over in Turkey. Oh, I read they shot down a plane. No one's talking about these things. No one's talking about that agreement we had with the Taliban. It's pretty much history. You know, it's just... Everything is just so twisted anymore.
Topsy-turvy.
Well, you topsy-turvy.
Global manufacturing has crashed to the lowest since 2009. There's that year again, magical year 2009. You know, the global manufacturing has dropped, you know, really badly in countries like China, of course, Japan, Germany, France, Italy, Taiwan, South Korea, and Australia. They're all taking huge hits, and their manufacturing is dropping in these countries.
Did we lose Butch?
Uh-oh, am I not there?
You are now.
Okay, I don't know what happened. Anyway, we're losing manufacturing capabilities in a bunch of countries. I mean, I just mentioned some big ones like China and Japan, Germany, and all of them. They're losing their manufacturing base, I guess you could say, whatever, for whatever the reason is, they're blaming coronavirus, but that's not all of it. It's the economy. So nations are crumbling financially, and people are getting angry. There's riots in the streets everywhere around the world. It's starting to happen. Even in China, there's starting to be some people get a little bit perturbed at what's happening. So I don't think we've seen anywhere near the end of this unsettling situation in America or around the world.
No, I don't think so either. And I just wanted to say, this was dated 4:17 p.m. Eastern time. And I don't know, I lose track of these numbers so often, but I guess three more died in the Seattle area. I don't know if you knew that, Butch, from the coronavirus.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it looks like the Congress and Donald Trump... trying to get a little more funds, new funding that would, you know, help with this crisis that we face. So it's, you have the World Bank. They announced an initial $12 billion in immediate funds to assist countries grappling with the health and economic impacts of the coronavirus outbreak. So you had the G7 countries, they got together, and that's when the Fed decided to do the rate cut today. They all got together, and they're all going to be pumping money into the system to keep these economies going. But ladies and gentlemen, I think it's a day too late, and I think the economy was already heading into a recession, and we've been heading into recession for over a year.
Well, if they were looking
for a scapegoat, the numbers are not real.
If they're looking for a scapegoat, the coronavirus may be in a scapegoat.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know? But I'm reading.
You know,
here,
we always say war. We always said war, Butch.
Right, right.
But they don't want war. They'd ruin all their properties they have.
The coronavirus certainly has done a lot of damage. I'm going to cover some real numbers in a minute and ask a very common sense question. Should this disease have caused this much damage? I'm going to give numbers to prove what I'm saying. I think you understand why I think it's all hype. Not all of it, but it's basically hype. And you better pray and write on this, folks, because if it is what some people say it is, and some people I respect are saying that I'm wrong on this, and that's fine, I've been wrong before. But if I'm wrong, it's not going to be a good thing. But the British coronavirus cases leaked to 51 moments after Boris Johnson reveals doomsday battle plan to deal with deadly bug. Boris Johnson reveals doomsday battle plan to deal with deadly bug. The number of British coronavirus cases left 51 today, moments after Boris Johnson just said that the deadly bug, soldiers could be deployed to guard vital sites so the police are free to deal with maintaining public order. Now, let's repeat that. Police are left free to deal with maintaining public order. Would that be curfew, maybe? Police state tactics? I don't know. And it says up to 1 in 5 could be off work sick during the peak of the crisis. It was predicted. Twitter tells all its employees to work at home because of coronavirus. Twitter is asking its entire workforce, 5,000 people, to work from home, part of its efforts to keep employees safe and prevent the spread of coronavirus. The company said working from home was mandatory for its workers in Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea, where there are higher rates of COVID-19 disease. We're looking to make sure internal meetings, all hands, and other important tasks are optimized for remote participation, Human Resources Executive Jennifer Christie wrote in a blog post. We recognize that working from home is not ideal for some job functions. For those employees who prefer to or need to come into the office, they will remain open for business. A question asked by Melissa Healy at Los Angeles Times says, what can the government force people to do and they may contain the coronavirus? I'm not going to get into all that. But they have the tools, you know, to take over businesses. Federal, state, and local governments can take over hospitals. This is all executive orders, folks. This is all on record. They can take over everything that we would most often consider private business. They have the authority, according to their own executive orders, to take it over. And it says, all of a sudden, people all over America are prepping like crazy. Honest to goodness, people, they are. I mean, this article says, I can't remember a time when we have been seen such widespread panic buying all over the nation. Today I spoke with someone that just visited the closest Walmart in his area, and I was told that there are empty shelves all over the store. There are very few canned goods left. Some of the most essential medications have been cleaned out, and there was nothing left in the long-term storable food section at all. And I had you know who Crystal is, works in the office here, Melly. You've talked to her before.
Yes.
She called me yesterday and said Walmart was totally out of water. They had no more bottled water. But all of a sudden, fear of COVID-19 has motivated thousands upon thousands of Americans to start prepping like crazy. But most of the population is still not taking this crisis seriously enough. As the number of confirmed cases all over the world continues to rise at an exponential rate, what are the stores going to look like when most of the countries finally realize that they should be prepping for an extended pandemic? Over the past several days, the coronavirus outbreak has escalated significantly. Now, I'm going to give the numbers now. What they call significantly in the last few days. Now, folks, I'm not making these numbers up. You can find them online. They're easy to find. Now, listen to this. There are 92,288 confirmed cases in the world they know of. Let's say 100,000 that they know have coronavirus. Out of 7.7 billion people, less than 100,000 are infected. That's bad. I mean, it's good. I don't care, just one. But think about the numbers. Out of those, almost 50,000, 48,451 have recovered already. And the number of deaths, now this was as of about 2 o'clock this afternoon, reported deaths, now they could be lying, They could be lying either way. We know that. Reported deaths, 3,130 deaths out of 7.7 billion people, 3,000 people have died. In the United States alone, 18,000 die from flu every year. Now think about that. What are the odds, according to these numbers, not what I'm saying, of it ever coming close to where we are? And it's a shame one person dies from it. But 18,000 die from flu in the U.S. every year, and worldwide we have over 3,000 deaths, 7.7 billion people, 3,000-something dead with coronavirus. And the world's panicking. Now, I hope I'm right on this, Mel. I truly do. I do believe, this is my opinion, and I hope I'm right on this. I pray I'm right on this. I do believe that by the end of next month, or maybe earlier, we're going to see a great decline of these numbers, because when spring comes, whether it gets warmer, these things kind of die off. I hope, I pray I'm right on this. But some people who I do respect say I'm wrong on this. This is going to continue to explode worldwide. It's going to be used for a lot of things. It could be for controlling people, obviously. I read online where they're going to, you'll have to have permission to travel from state to state. And who knows what could happen. They have the executive orders in line to take over manufacturing, travel, and everything else if they want to. It's going to affect the travel industry, the motels, the planes, the airlines, everything, if they continue to push this. But the numbers they have right now do not justify the excitement and the extreme measures they're taking right now to supposedly control this. Now, those are the actual numbers that they give out. What the real number is, Melody, I don't know. But 3,130 deaths, let's say 3,200 people died out of 7.7 billion people. It's a shame they died. But the odds of getting that disease worldwide is pretty slim. 7.7 billion, 3,200 died. Figure it out. That's, who knows how many zeros go in front of that number before you come down. Zero, 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 whatever, point, whatever, before they come down to actual percentage of who's dying from this disease. So my personal opinion is it's hype. They want to scare people. They want to control people. They want maybe an excuse to bring, when the economy's collapsed, they want an excuse to say, well, this is why this happened. We had a good economy in America. The coronavirus destroyed it. That could be. Time will tell. Now, Mel, that didn't mean program, but that's important to share these things.
Well, absolutely it is, and I agree with you. And you know, it's either one or the other. And it's like, you know, to me, I agree with you. I think it's a cover-up. They're covering up something. I mean, they do so much. We're heading into break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. That was perfect timing, Butch. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it was.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And what's next?
Oh, my. I thought I was done. I give the... Now, I was reading an article.
But this you're never done, all right?
I know that. But I'm learning that if you want my opinion, I'll check with Marcia first, save a lot of time. But anyway.
Well, I guess they did, supposedly they did test the Pope, and he tested negative, but they wouldn't tell us anyway. You think it's a coincidence that he was sick at the same time that Italy was supposedly, you know?
Nah. Well, who was it? Was it Italy's health minister that was coughing and sweating when he was announcing? That was on. I can't remember who it was. He's wiping his face and coughing, and he was sick when he's announcing everything's okay. I can't remember who that was. That slipped my mind. But as you know, this is a census year, right?
Well, you know what? I don't know if I should say. I guess one of my doctors. Not that I have a lot of them, but my main doctor. We were talking about the coronavirus. I was asking him. I'm not sure if I shared this already on the program or not. And he shocked me because he said to me about the Chinese doctor who I guess was leading the corona situation over there that died from the disease. Right. He thinks that he was assassinated.
Wow, and I looked come from your doctor. Wow.
And that came from my doctor. And I thought, wow. He's a conservative guy, but I don't think he says that he was trying to release real information. And he says, you think it's a coincidence that, you know, this and that happened? And I said, well, you know, he had a good point. So crazy things are happening.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And then Butch tell me, they say to me, well, you don't believe anything is true. You always look at the negative. And it's like, I do believe there's some things that are true. But it's not coming from politicians. The truth isn't, they only give half-truths. So you have to take those half-truths and run with it and see what the whole truth is. So from politicians to the media, I don't care what, I mean, Fox doesn't give you the news. Fox doesn't give you the truth. Bits and pieces, just like everything else. I'm not a negative person. Pardon?
But you have to look at it from the realistic viewpoint. How many times have you been lied to already? How many times have they lied to us? And we caught them in it. So when do we start trusting them again? We caught them in how many dozens and dozens of lies? I mean, even 9/11 has been proven to be a lie. So when do you trust them? We've been duped in the wars we shouldn't be involved in, and I can prove that. I have records of all of them. You know, especially being a Vietnam era veteran myself, I knew we were duped in that because Gulf of Tonka. So why should I blame about Afghanistan or Syria?
Yep.
150,000 men, and some of them, my buddies, died in Vietnam. For what reason? Because somebody wanted to go to war over there, and we were tricked into it.
So they can build it up and make it a whole new country.
Exactly. So don't tell me we're being negative. No. We're being realistic. Yep. We're not going to look at through rose-colored glasses any longer. There was a time when I blindly believed everything we did in this country was absolutely right. It was above board. We were the good guys. Russia were the bad guys. And we were always wearing the white hats. They were the black hats. I believed that until I started studying the scripture, looking at history and current events. And the scripture is the main foundation for truth. I begin to realize that Jeremiah 17:5 said, "Cursed be the man who puts his trust in man." I thought, maybe I better look that a little deeper. Should I trust these people with everything that pertains to my life, my children's lives? We did, and look where it's got us. So no, people, we're not being negative. We're telling you the truth, and all we're doing is asking you to check it out for yourself. If you don't have enough gumption to go check it out for yourself, wasting time listening to people like us, because we're not trying to make you angry. We're trying to help you get through a mess, get your life in order in case things do happen, and they're going to happen. You can't trust government for good morning. Get used to that idea.
Now shut up. I see you got me started again.
I lost you again there, Butch.
Back?
You're back.
Okay.
It's when you get all fired up that it seems to break up on you.
Oh, well, anyway, like I was saying, we're not being negative. We're being realistic. And if people are still, I'm trying to be nice here, uninformed enough to trust government for everything they say. If they trust ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox and all them, and boy, they're telling the gospel truth every time they speak. If they really believe that, then they're naive beyond help. We've been lied to so many times that I can't even begin to count them all. And it's cost hundreds of thousands of lives worldwide because of these lies, Melody. So I don't trust them. I don't trust them. I don't trust any of them in office to the extent that I'm going to bet my family's future on what they say. I just don't. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is.
I just don't.
Even though you were in and out, that was a fair statement.
Todd, you think you'll read down me real quick? It may help. I don't know. If you want to go ahead and read down, but I don't know what's going on with that. I have no idea. Probably.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, go ahead. I'll watch your light go off.
What are you going to do? Okay. All righty. Let's go ahead and see what the spot prices are doing now. We have the New York spot price. It's up $50 in the aftermarket, $16.40. Silver's up 45 cents at $17.27. And palladium is up 15 at $880. Palladium is pretty much down 34, and rhodium was actually down 100 bucks today, but it's still 11,400. So, but yeah, so the metals continue to climb, and I think we're going to continue to see this. And again, you can have little ups and downs. You know, who knows how something can change? You know, they can come in and change something, and we can have a day like, you know, yesterday when the market was up 1,200 points. Today we had a 1,300 point swing. I mean, that's huge. And so the markets don't know which direction. I agree. I hate to say I never thought that I would ever agree with Jim Cramer. I have to agree. The rate cut isn't going to do anything. Because as we're trying to bring the truth out about the coronavirus, everything else is based on the coronavirus being real. And I saw one headline here. I don't know if Butch is back or not.
I'm back.
You're still a little shaky, but I saw a headline, and this actually, let me see if I can see where it's from. Denver Councilwoman Candy DeBaca, I guess that's the way you say her name. She had a tweet. She did a tweet on Friday, and she quoted a tweet that said, "For the record, if I do get the coronavirus, I'm attending every MAGA rally I can."
Oh, my.
Now, I can't believe she's a councilwoman. I can't believe that's tolerated. We all get to say what we want to say and tweet what we get. But you talk of, that's like saying I have HIV and I'm going to go infect all kinds of people with it. People should be horrified. And she's in office.
If that would have come from a, we'll say, Christian conservative side, been all hell to pay for that.
Yes. And you know what's really sad? Is probably all the people that follow her that agreed with her.
Oh, yes.
That's what's really sad. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. That's what I'm saying about the nation being torn apart. It is no longer civility is almost a thing of the past. People get angry. I was talking to some ladies today who are so sick and tired of what's happening with the... They were talking about gun control. They were pro Second Amendment, totally. But they were angry at what they're seeing. And rightfully so. I mean, you have a governor in New Mexico who tells the sheriffs, if you're not going to enforce your red flag laws, you need to resign. How bold is that? You know, So the anger is spreading. It really is. I mean, the sheriff is the highest law officer in the land because it's the only elected law officer in the land. They're the highest. They protect the county that the sheriff's in. But this, the governor, I think is Christian, I believe her name is, told me either you obey or you resign. So this is where we are. We're seeing anger grow, and that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Am I still with you?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. But I would like to say one more thing. I mean, this year is a census year. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said this will not change the elections this year as far as the president's election won't be changed because of new population count. But they're seeing a huge swing of people leaving high tax states to go to states within the tax. The expected population grow in lower tax states, whether we call them rich states or poor states. They're leaving because they can't afford it. They don't pay the tax any longer. But this next election, if we have one next time, 4 years from now, it may switch to its numbers.
I think maybe Todd should connect to you by phone if that's possible. Unless he's hearing it. Can you connect it? Okay, all righty, thanks. Okay, well, now here I'm on my own, and I don't have anything. Anyway, ladies and gents, so it's a crazy, crazy world out there. And, you know, there's so many headlines out there, so much fear and everything that's going to go on. I just saw a report that I guess in Washington State, Homeland Security office is closed. Well, that might be a good thing, but not because somebody fell ill. You know, that's not a good thing, but... Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf began his congressional testimony today with an announcement that the DHS office in King County, Washington, is closed for 2 weeks after an employee apparently contacted the coronavirus after visiting a relative at the Life Care nursing facility where they're experiencing the deadly outbreak. So, you know, they're only going to have him out for 2 weeks. So to me, that seems like, you know, you know, you can get really sick in 2 weeks, but I'm just saying that they expect him to make a full recovery in 2 weeks. So, you know, Butch, I don't know. Are you back, Butch?
I'm back, yes.
All righty. I watched a little bit of President Trump's yesterday when they were in there talking about the vaccines. He was talking to some pharmaceutical companies I hate to say this because I really did think he'd have a little bit more control and leadership skills shown. But he wants the cameras in there, so it's, you can't say it's, you know, another media that's trying to make it different. But he really didn't seem to take it serious to some degree. I mean, you know, I don't know. It was kind of a bizarre meeting, but I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not.
I got to see part of it. Trump is not a great communicator anyway.
No.
You know, he lacks communication skills desperately. So, I know some people, you can't help it. I'm not picking the guy because he can't do it, but he lacks communication skills, and sometimes his attitude comes across as being arrogant on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, and that's exactly what I saw, so...
So I don't, you know, I mean, again, I'm not throwing rocks at the guy.
Me neither.
You know, I mean, because I don't speak well myself, and I know that. But I'm trying to be arrogant when I say something and act like I know it all. So I don't know, Millie, but we're going to see. I'm still going to stick with my thinking that this is going to be, the coronavirus will be basically a thing of the past or starting to diminish by the end of April. I really believe that. I hope I'm right on that. I know you do,
but
too.
What I, But I also believe that if it does, we still have economic problems, and I don't think it's going to be turned around.
I don't think so either. No. Too late for
they
that.
They might be able to pull something out of their hat over the summer, you know, because things wind down, people go on vacation, and, you know, and that's another reason they might really try to get this under control, because they want people to continue with their summer vacation plans. So they're going to try their best, you know, to get that under wrap, depending whether it's, exaggerated in impact or not. But then after, there's no way they can keep these economies when you have trillions of dollars lost. It just doesn't come back. You just don't regain those trillions, $6, $7, $8 trillion. It's gone. It's gone.
Well, I'm anxious to see what happens after the market dropped almost 800 points today. What the Fed's going to do tonight? Will they dump another $100 trillion into the banking to try to turn around again? I'm anxious to see what happens. Every day now is a little bit exciting to see what the next trick's going to be, what are you going to try next, and to see how well it works.
It's exciting when you're protected with gold and silver, when you have your assets protected when you have that insurance. It is. You can sit back and you don't have to worry about, you know, the things that are going to happen or happen to you and what you're going to lose. So give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.